Where are Michigan's lead water pipes? And how many are left in the ground? This is the Environment Report. I'm Lindsay Smith in for Rebecca Williams. Lead leaches into drinking water from old lead service lines, or lead solder, and from some plumbing in people's homes. A service line is the pipe that takes drinking water from the water main under the road into your home. Nowadays, those lines are usually made of copper, sometimes plastic. But back before the 1950s, lead was pretty common. Virginia Tech University professor Yana Lambrinidou says you can think of those lead service lines sort of like drinking from a lead straw.
The people living in those homes are drinking and eating out of lead straws.
Back in the 1990s, the federal lead and copper rule was passed to reduce lead exposure in water, especially for those people living in older cities with lead service lines. Lambrinidou argues that people should be able to find out if their home has a lead service line so that they can protect their families, especially children and pregnant women, from lead exposure. To be clear, cities are supposed to treat their water to prevent the kind of major lead leaching that's happened in Flint. Every large water system in Michigan uses this corrosion control treatment.
But it is also equally understood to not be under any circumstances a panacea, to not be under any circumstances able to prevent at all times lead leaching from plumbing materials, including lead service lines.
Pipes still age and deteriorate with corrosion control treatment. Lambrinidou says stagnant water and physical disturbances can still cause high lead levels, even with proper treatment. So it's important for homeowners to know what kind of service line they have. And it's also important for cities to know where their lead service lines are, because that's where they're supposed to test to prove the corrosion control treatment is working.
Knowing where these hazards are is imperative for the protection of the public's health.
We know now that Flint's records were in horrible shape, but your city might not be any better off. Officials in Saginaw, Livonia, and Pontiac have pretty much no idea where lead service lines might be. Places like Detroit, Grand Rapids, and Dearborn only have a rough estimate of how many lead lines they have. Ypsilanti, though, has a good idea of where its 30 or so lead service lines remain. Jeff Castro is director of the Ypsilanti Community Utilities Authority. He knows where lead service lines are in Ypsi because his predecessors created an inventory decades ago, and they've kept good track of where they've replaced lead lines since then.
So creating an inventory is going to be difficult for communities who have not done much in the last 20 or 30 years because you can't see underground. You're solely dependent on your records that you're former predecessors put into place.
Castro says he'd hug the workers who kept Ypsi's records back then if he could. Because of them, Ypsilanti is in a good position now to provide the transparency regulators want from water systems in light of the Flint water crisis. But because so many cities don't have these records together, the state doesn't know how many lead service lines there are in Michigan or where they're located. A study released this month estimates there are nearly 500,000 lead service lines in Michigan, more than almost any other state. That's just a guess. Until these cities have these inventories together, we won't know for sure. And that's the Environment Report. I'm Lindsay Smith.